1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this final day of the month of September, Thursday mornings here. Glad you are too. It is partly cloudy and 65 degrees and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Kayla Mock. Kayla, lead organizer for Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. Kayla, good morning.
Hey, Kayla.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. So I'm, based on just this, you know, first 30 seconds of the interview, you are definitely ready for what's coming up tomorrow night.
I am so ready. I'm always ready, but I'm especially ready this month.
All right, especially ready. Well, let's talk about first the presenting venue this month is where, Kayla?
Mole Reddy's Pub. They are hosting their third pet portrait show. And this year we're doing it a little differently. We're doing a fundraiser for the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. So everyone who entered a pet portrait this year paid a $5 fee, and that was a donation to the Humane Society. So there were, I believe, 33 entries. So you can go to Mulready's Pub and check out everyone's pets.
What a great concept.
Nice.
And what a great place to house them. And show them is Mulready's Pub. So a portrait show going on at Mulready's. Well, how many venues on the list here this month, Kayla?
We have Lucky 13 this month.
Where do we go?
All right. Okay. Mulready's Pub. GM Eats is hosting Stacy Hammond and Geraldine Hendrickson. They've been working on a collaboration called Jots and Doodles, where they're making really cute greeting cards. John Decker will be presenting his show Illuminated at the Emporia Arts Center. Lauren Hebert will be at L&L Pets. The Ampersand Vinyl Record Guy will be at the Lyon County History Center. Also at the History Center is the KDHE Free COVID Testing Event. Greg and Carol Mitchell are at Mike's Attic. The National Art Education Association of ESU is going to be at Plum Bazaar. They're going to be, you can make your own button, and they'll also be telling you a little bit more about their organization. Emery Chris is our youngest artist this month. She is 11, and she will be at Sweet Granada. Jody Heerman of Eclectic Expressions by Jody is at Tallgrass Trends Boutique. Gabe Moore will be at Dusty Trail Gift Shop. Annie Hahn will have glass art at Twin Rivers Winery. And Victoria Perez of Boogie Bean Handmade will be at Vault Meats and Cheeses. And then Trox Gallery will be open. We don't have a show up currently in our gallery, but luckily there are 72 local artists who have work in the gift shop, so that'll be open. And I'm having a little bit of a moving sale. I'm going to try to do some deep discounts on some puzzles to try to lighten my load when we move over.
That's right. So this will be the last art walk at Trox Gallery and Gifts at your present location then? Is that what I'm assuming?
Yes, it will. We're out of here.
Well, you certainly love the space, the incubator space adjacent to Emporia Main Street, but you're not moving far. And how are things going as far as getting your renovations done down the block?
They're going really well. Originally we had hoped to be in before school started, but with all of the, supply shortages and everything, it's just kind of gotten delayed. But they have laid the hardwood floors and stained them. And so I think the next step is sealing them and then doing a couple of other odds and ends. And then I think we can start moving over. Our windows will be in soon. That'll be nice. And I think that our doors are stuck on one of those barges.
One of those 500,000 barges that are out there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, all right.
We have some temporary doors, but, you know, we're getting there. We're getting close.
Well, that's good, and that will be the new home of Trox Gallery and Gifts, Emporia First Friday, and also the Gravel City Roasters will also
be
at that location where Flint Hills Music was, just down the street,
just a little bit.
So
yeah, this is
going to
be
that.
The easiest move ever.
Shouldn't be too bad.
Three doors down. Yeah.
We can't wait till you get your doors open there. Kayla, we had a couple of representatives from Emporia School of Nursing on with us last Friday. They were previewing some bone marrow swab events that they're going to be doing here early next month, and they mentioned they will be downtown during First Friday Art Walk. So where exactly will they be?
Absolutely. They will be set up in front of Gravel City Roasters. And they are not on the official passport because they can't stay all the way until 9. We have two requirements to be listed on the passport during the art walk, and that is that you have to be there from 5 to 9, and it has to have, like, an art element. So since they can only stay till 7, they're not actually on the passport, but they will be there. And Angie Baker of Gravel City Roasters has offered a 10% discount for anyone who gets swabbed. You can go in and get a discount on coffee afterwards.
Boy, that sounds like a great deal.
That's good.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, so we'll have that swabbing event, and then the KDHE as the Lyon County History Center doing the free COVID testing. And if you do that, you can get each person who gets swabbed for that gets a $25 gift card for Goods Cash Saver or Country Mart. So if a family of four comes out and everyone gets swabbed, $100 in groceries.
Heck of a deal there. Wow. That's...
Yeah. So moral is, you know, brush your teeth and blow your nose before you come to the art walk.
And the other thing, too, your doors may be on barges out in the California, but this actually may not be a bad time to start getting some of your holiday gifts from some wonderful artists downtown.
Yeah, there's no shortage of local art. That's a fact. So, I think this year it's going to be real important for people to come out and shop local and you know, leave Amazon alone and come support, you know, the local artists in our community. They're making some really amazing stuff at Trox. Every time an artist brings in a new batch of stuff, I just lose my mind because they make such amazing work.
Well, it's Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. Tomorrow is the first Friday of October, along with the first day of October, 5 until 9 p.m. Kayla, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kayla.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Happy belated birthday, Ron.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, Kayla Mock with Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. Coming up tomorrow night, they are loaded.
Boy.
With all kinds of great things going on downtown tomorrow night, 5 until 9.
Indeed. And I want to let you know, too, that if you want to be part of our morning show, specifically the Newsmaker segments, we do have a couple of spots that are taken now.